U.S. military commanders in Kuwait, preparing for a possible invasion of Iraq, are trying to match up tanks, helicopters, and other equipment with more than 100,000 troops as quickly as possible. The U.S. military has drawn up a plan that calls for the display of overwhelming force within minutes of the start of any conflict with Iraq. According to the plan, the bulk of that force, consisting of U.S. Army and Marine air and ground units, will be moving north from Kuwait. Since early this month, tens of thousands of troops, tanks, armored personnel carriers, helicopters, trucks, and other equipment have been moved from the United States and Europe to various U.S. bases here to prepare for military action. Observers say it is a feat that could not have been achieved 12 years ago, ahead of the first Gulf War. U.S. Army Colonel Tom Krugler is with Germany-based 5th Corps, which has been tapped to lead the Army's charge. In 1991, 5th Corps alone took nearly 5 months to get in place in the region. Colonel Krugler estimates it can now deploy and be ready in the field anywhere in the world in less than 1 month. He says one of the most significant improvements the U.S. military has made since the Desert Storm campaign is the ability to deploy heavy equipment faster and more efficiently.
We now have many more of what we call ro-ro ships, roll-on, roll-off ships. We have break bulk ships, which are able to discharge their material, tanks, artillery, aircraft that are packed up very quickly so that they can be reassembled quickly and move forward into the theater.
The U.S. military also has a fleet of extremely high-speed supply vessels. These ships can dock at virtually any seaport, including shallow water ports, to unload their cargo. Colonel Krugler says the ships have dramatically changed the way the U.S. Army delivers equipment and supplies to the battlefield. Another logistical advantage the U.S. military has this time, as compared to 1991, is that the military does not have to rely solely on equipment from the United States. After the Gulf War, the United States pre-positioned heavy weapons and other supplies in the region, on ships at sea or in warehouses in Kuwait and nearby Qatar. Now the equipment and supplies are being unloaded and sent to about a dozen U.S. bases spread throughout Kuwait. Colonel Krugler says this time, U.S. forces have moved with unparalleled speed to prepare for a potential showdown with Iraq.
People talk about the buildup of forces. Yes, we have a significant force here, but we have capability for a much, much more significant force, and the ability to get that much more significant force here very rapidly.
And that force could be in Kuwait very soon. Tens of thousands of additional troops, including the U.S. Army's elite 101st Airborne Helicopter Assault Division, are due to arrive here any day now. Alicia Rubio, VOA News, Camp Virginia, Northern Kuwait.